sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Dee Dee Loggison, Executive Director of Save the Persecuted Christians, will be with us. We are going to be talking about a number of different things. One of them is an arrest that was done by the CCP in Hong Kong of a Father Zen, Cardinal Zen. He was arrested, and he, of course, has been speaking out about the crackdown that's been happening in Hong Kong by the CCP. We'll talk about that situation. We're going to get into the WHO vote, World Health Organization. The Biden administration has put forth an amendment that would essentially end American sovereignty when it comes to the issue of health and vaccinations and wearing of masks. 194 nations would literally be put on lockdown. That's how severe this situation is. So we'll have that coming up for you in our conversation also. That's going to be actually at the top of the hour with David Shistokas, our constitutional attorney, and we'll talk about the constitutional implications of that. Is it constitutional? Can this happen to us, and how would we go about fighting back against it? So we'll talk about that with David Shostokas. Bottom of the hour, J. Philip Clay is with us. We'll talk about the job numbers that are going on. Also, the petition that is going around that has to do with the DirecTV's cancellation of OAN. And we'll talk with J. Philip Clay about that as well. But joining me now, and she is the staff writer, researcher for Free Speech America, I want to welcome Tiaren Rose Mandelberg, T-Rose. Hey, T-Rose, good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, how are you doing?
I am, you know what, I'm good. It's a good day, it's a good morning, and I'm excited about what's going to be coming up in the program today. So, all systems are go. I got all the buttons pushed. I think we're up and running. Of course, that means, more than likely that we're being, shadow banned. Of course, we've been banned from Twitter. We've been banned from Vimeo. We've been banned from LinkedIn. Let's see. There's one other one that we've been banned from. Let's see. Twitter, Vimeo, LinkedIn, and I'm forgetting somebody, but it'll come to me. But at any rate, we've been removed from a number of platforms, permanently banned for life. I keep getting that when I go over to Twitter. Goodness. Yeah, I have friends that'll send me links. They'll say, "Hey, you got to look at this." So I click on it to look, and the first thing that pops up is this message that comes across the screen and says, "You're banned for life." I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Yeah,
I went to look for you last week, and I was like, "Well, I guess I can't find him anywhere because he's banned." Like, come on!
Oh my goodness! Well, something else that's banned on social media is any conversation you do about the sanctity of life, right? So, if you're Life News, they got banned by who'd they get banned by here? Was it by Twitter that they got banned?
Yeah, Life News, they got their Twitter account locked. I don't know if you remember, but about last month and a half ago, there was five close to full term aborted babies found in Washington, D.C. And the pictures of these babies were very, very sad and very, they looked like full babies. They were essentially. And Life News basically just tweeted out one of the images and was like, "Hey, guys, this is what abortion is. This is what we're dealing with, and this is what people are trying to legalize." And Twitter not only took the post down, but they locked Life News out of their account, and they said, you can't post, this is unsafe, blah blah blah, and they deemed the violation as gratuitous gore. But the definition of gratuitous is just not necessary or unwarranted. But I would argue that seeing these images of these babies is necessary to see the true vile evil of what abortion is. So it's really clear what big tech's agenda is, and that they're so in denial of what abortion is, and they want to hide everything that shows the truth.
It really is something, and that we spoke about that story because we didn't have all the facts, of course, at the time, and one of my guests was commenting about it. But that was a story where there was a pro-life person had recovered those bodies, and there were actually, I think it was 117 of them in total that they recovered. They had done funerals for 112 of them up to that point, and an abortion activist caught wind of what they were doing and contacted authorities trying to get them in trouble for having these babies that had been aborted and had been recovered, for having them in their possession. Which, I mean, and ironic speaks to humor, and this isn't humorously ironic, but it's ironic that you have these abortionists who are all about killing these babies that are the ones that are, "Oh, look, somebody's got an aborted baby." Man, all day long, they are promoting and pushing and manipulating, and in this case, at this point in time, your children, your kids, through the comprehensive sex education program, the same people that were screaming about a pro-life person having possession of these babies so that they could give them a proper funeral, was turning them in when all day long they're telling your kids, get pregnant and then kill the baby.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
It is. It is. You hear, I'm folks, when I tell you that, when I say that to you, if I'm hearing this, I'm hearing myself say it, and I'm thinking, he's just talking. This must be a movie. He must be talking about some kind. This is one of those, you know, this is one of those movies. This is like a, I don't know, maybe even a horror picture, because it certainly can't be what's really going on. It sounds too crazy that baby killers would be turning in pro-life people for providing funerals for babies that they killed.
Yeah. No, it does really sound like something that you made up, you know. I repeat these things back to myself, and I have to do a double take and read it again. I'm like, there's no way that this happened. Or, you know, I was at the, this weekend, there was a Bans Off Our Bodies protest, and I went to see, just like the vile evil of this march. And
what was it called? Say what it was called again.
Yeah, it was called Bans Off Our Bodies, and it was a coordinated event all across the nation. I went to the one in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I think there were around 450 of these events where women and men and sadly even children gathered to fight for the quote-unquote right, as they like to call it, to abort. And I do not think that it's a right to murder anybody, but that's what the narrative was. And, you know, the sad thing I saw was that, like, this brings up the topic of this being like a horror film. I saw literal 2-, 3-, 4-year-old children being handed signs that said, my body, my choice. And one of them said the F word, F off. And I said, you know, this 2-year-old doesn't even know what they're doing here. They're just sitting there drinking their bottle and holding a sign that says, my body, my choice. Like, how dystopian is that? That's child abuse, if you ask me.
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, Monica Klein speaks quite eloquently about this, because she spent 10 years working alongside Planned Parenthood, and not her eyes not opened yet. And suddenly her eyes opened up to what was really going on. And she talks about the fact that they're using the comprehensive sex education program that every single child in every single public school coast to coast is being indoctrinated into. And she talked about how Planned Parenthood presents materials all the way down to preschool. And it's in, I talked about this 10 years ago, trying to remember the gal's name. She had an abortion clinic in Dallas. I think her first name is Carol or Kathy. I don't know. Maybe you might know who she is, but she used to own abortion clinics in the Dallas, Texas area, and came to Christ and became aware of what was going on and shut her clinics down. I mean, she had some of the most successful abortion clinics in the country. And she was one of the first ones that came out of that and started speaking about it. And oh my gosh, they tried everything they could to destroy her, just to destroy her.
Yeah. It's sad. And I praise God that she was able to, you know, make a full transformation. Like I was saying, these people I saw this weekend, they're completely brainwashed. They don't, like, how can you look at these five babies, for example, full babies, and say to yourself, this is fine, this is legal, this is acceptable? A lot of people were saying they would abort up until the day before the child was supposed to be born. Like, what? How outrageous that? How can you say that's not murder?
It's really, 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 you know, and here's the problem. The issue goes back to this comprehensive sex education program, which is using Dr. Kinsey, which is using Kinsey's radical research. I don't know, T-Rose, you probably know about this, but Kinsey's research, they actually took a four-month-old baby and they abused and tortured that baby to have 27 orgasms in like 24 hours.
Oh my gosh.
A baby.
Are you kidding?
No. No. It's in the report. It's in his report. It's in his graphs that they did this. And that wasn't the only baby that they tortured in that way. Okay? And then he used that as his hypothesis that we're all born sexual beings and we all desire to be sexually fulfilled. And that's what, exactly, a baby. And that's what they're teaching your children in school, folks. Mm-hmm. Wake up. Mm-hmm. Watch The Mind Polluters. Go to themindpolluters.com. Themindpolluters.com. And check out we play this as in one of our breaks. I played this at the top of the program for people to see on our television network to see what's going on. We'll be back with more Children Generation Radio right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one 1 vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, T. Rose, staff writer, researcher at Free Speech America. And we were having a great time in the break. She lit the fuse of a preacher. That's what she... she lit the fuse of the preacher and the preacher went to preaching.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. It is really horrific what is being thrust upon our children, and that there is, you know, that there are no investigative. The purpose of the free press is literally to uncover these kinds of things that are being taught as normative to little children. What you described about the signs that those little kids are holding up and the messaging, you know, I mean, you know, you've got 5, 4, 5, 6 year old kids out there, right?
Yep. They're literally in baby strollers.
Yeah, I mean, that are you know, that they don't understand it, but the parents are sending a message to that kid that, you know, when little baby brother, little baby sister is born, maybe little baby brother, little baby sister's life, it just doesn't really matter. That's the message.
Right. It really is heartbreaking. It's like I was saying before, that this literally is child abuse. These kids just walking around not knowing anything, and it's completely on the parents, giving them this delusional sense of what it is like to be alive right now. And same with like pushing these ideologies on them, totally indoctrinating them. This could be avoided. These are kids. They should just be children and, you know, play outside, go in the mud. That should be their biggest concern. What they're gonna build in their sandcastle, you know, not what anything else. They should not be worried about these crazy issues.
No, they really shouldn't, but they are being indoctrinated, and mm-hmm. a big part of the reason that they are being indoctrinated is because of the fact that they We have a morality problem in our country, and people will say, well, you know, you can't legislate morality. Ladies and gentlemen, morality has been legislated. Sodomy has been legislated. Killing babies has been legislated. Those are moral decisions, and they have been legislated, and our schools are filled with secular humanism. That's what's being taught. And kids are taught that they are the product of some thing that crawled up out of a swamp, and that there's nothing about them that's unique, nothing about them that's special, and nothing about them that actually intrinsically created them and gives them value by impressing his image upon them.
Right.
And how do you, I mean, you know, how do you come to the place of, oh, I have self-worth? I see these women that are saying, well, I have a right. It's my body. Well, honey, you do. And your first right is the right to refuse to this temporary gratification that is really being participated in the absence of your understanding of your value, and that there is someone who loves you, and you don't have to give yourself away in that fashion to experience that love.
Right, right. That's not true fulfillment. And it's clear that abortion is, you know, when a child is given the death sentence for someone else's action. The woman made the choice before the child was there, you know, or whoever, right?
Yep.
So it's no longer your choice to abort somebody else, their life, to terminate their life. That's no longer your choice. And it really is sad. And I pray for this nation that they can realize that, you know, so these kids are loved and they are innately and beautifully and wonderfully made. Same with these women. And I think that is where we're lacking a lot with that understanding, because these people, what I saw at the protests and that we're seeing all over the world, are so brainwashed. They don't notice that. They don't see that. And even if they see it, they don't believe it. And that's really bad.
Well, and I think a lot of the vitriol and because they're very violent in many instances and angry. And I think the violence and the anger is coming out of, you know, a very empty space, because you've come to the place where you have given away something. You know in your deep conscience that there's something wrong with what happened to you, and there's something wrong with that choice and that decision. And there's pain associated with it. And I would just say to those women that are experiencing that, God still loves you. Send his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. And there is absolute fulfillment and healing. And by the way, the lady whose name I was trying to remember is Carol Everett. Carol Everett, 1977 to 1983, had 4 abortion clinics and came out of that and speaks about what they're doing. And she is a true pioneer in this. Back with more.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover. hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the program. I believe this is the first time that he's going to be with us, so I'm so excited to get to know him and introduce him to you. He is a member of Project 21. And folks, as you know, I have been partnered with Project 21 Black Leadership Network for, goodness gracious, probably close to 10 years now. National Center for Public Policy Research has been having guests on my program, and I made the commitment to them that I wanted to have a representative twice a month here on the program. And so we do that with Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And I'm pleased to welcome to the program J. Philip Clay. Philip, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, man, there's a lot to talk about. I actually, Donna Jackson sent me over the letter that Horace drew up to send to DirecTV on OAN. So I've signed on as a signatory on that. So we can talk a little bit about that and the impact of that. So, you know, we are on TECNTV.com, which is the number one urban online television program in the country, and I thank the very incredible viewers that are watching us that they have made me the number one show on TECN TV for most of this year, and I'm the number one program in total. We've had over 362,000 viewers watch the program up to this point, and I think 1.4 million for the network. So we greatly appreciate those that watch, and you can watch me at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. We have the TECNTV.com player up there, and you can watch all the great programming. Kenneth McClinton is the anchor and the founder of the network. So anyway, just thought I'd let you know that, Philip. So here we are, man. We've got, like I said, several things that we can talk about. Let's talk about the OAN thing for a minute and the impact, because Horace Cooper is talking about the impact on Black conservatives and the platform that presents. Talk to me a little bit about your thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think OAN has for a long time been the I would say preferred platform for Black conservatives. You know, oftentimes as a Black conservative, we see a lot of attacks, sometimes even from within our own party, you know, just feeling like we're being used in certain stances. And I think OAN's intentions are well founded. And I think they're giving us platforms to be able to speak and have the opportunity to share our views.
That it's not done in some form of tokenism, but that there's a sincere desire to express an understanding of how our values are what bring us together. It goes back to what Martin Luther King Jr. said, right? He said, "Judge a man not by the color of his skin, but by the value of his character." And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about character. We're talking about principles. That's why conservatism is so inviting. If you have those kinds of values and principles, talk to me about that for yourself. What is it about conservatism that draws you?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I look at conservatism, I tend to look back at my grandparents, just because obviously you have certain influences in your life, people that stand out to you and their values, you end up trying to mirror as you become an adult. My grandparents are two of the most steadfast, patient, loving people that I've ever known. And their values are conservative. They've always instilled to us the idea that family is extremely important. God has to be at the center of everything. Without God, there is nothing. But also the ability to be able to speak freely, freedom of speech, the right to protect yourself in the Second Amendment. Those are all conversations that we've had for, quite honestly, Greg, as long as I can remember. Just instilling in me those conservative values. I shudder to think what might have happened if I didn't have that influence. I would say my grandparents were probably the biggest influence on that.
Well, it's the idea that for me, it's God first, and then from that flows those things. The Word of God talking about you have a right to defend yourself. That God was, it's funny. I'll ask people. I'll say, "Do you know who the first one was that actually designated boundaries?" And they'll be like, "No. Who? What do you mean, God?" God's the one that told, when he called Abram out, he said, "I'm going to take you to this place, and here are going to be your boundaries." The Psalms talks about how God created nations, and he created the boundaries for each one of those nations.
Absolutely.
It's kind of crazy when you stop and think about it, because here you have these, liberal left-wing Christian people, they claim to be Christian, and they say, "Oh, no, it's all about open borders and the whole world is..." No, that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, actually, that he wants there to be nations, because he chose a nation in order to show how mighty he is, so that other nations would turn to him. Kind of crazy.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Kind of crazy. And now here we are, is in this nation with a guy that, they don't seem to believe in God and any of those principles at all. I'm going to bring this now. I'm going to build a bridge back to the economy situation, because I'd like for you to talk to us about that, because I know the workforce issue and so forth. We want to get that on record, so to speak. But God has something to say. He says, if you won't work, you don't get to eat. That's a biblical principle. And the Word of God also talks clearly about how you're supposed to work. You're supposed to do everything as unto the Lord, working with excellence. Don't be a borrower, but also don't just lend to people either. You're supposed to build personal wealth to take care of yourself. And then as you are able, you're supposed to, out of your abundance, be a blessing to your neighbors. But again, the same principles apply. They need to be making an effort. Now I turn it to you, sir.
Yeah, 100%. I think right now we're fighting against ourselves. We're creating jobs. And the recent press release that Project 21 has done, which I contributed to, we talked about how we have added 428,000 jobs. In addition to that, though, we've had 353,000 Americans that have left the workforce. And, you know, as we are adding jobs, we're seeing some wage gains, which, you know, in theory, that sounds great. But we're also facing the most intense inflation rate that we've seen in at least in my lifetime. You know, I obviously can't speak to some of the older generations, but right now it's difficult. You know, I sit here as a 27-year-old, you know, newly married father of one. And, you know, to think that...
Congratulations, you know, on two counts, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But to think that, you know, we still got a long way to climb. And, you know, I always understand now what my parents were saying when they say, oh, well, you know, I'm fearful for your generation because you're going to have things to fight through. And now I'm sitting here saying, wow, like, well, we're willing to fight, but what's this look like for my kid, you know?
Sure. Well, and yeah. You know, the numbers get a bit deceiving because they say, well, you know, but yeah, look at unemployment. It's at like, what is it, 3.6%, something along that line. But but what we have to remember is that because of how severe the recession was throughout the Obama years, and yes, President Trump put a lot of people back to work, but just as we were beginning to come out of the hole, he didn't go back into office, and we ended up with O'Biden, and it's been, I mean, it's been a plunge ever since. So it's 3.6%, but literally millions of Americans have still basically just removed themselves from the rolls. They're not even looking for work. They're not even trying to find a job. So that unemployment rate is really quite the misnomer because of the incentives that were given for people to stay home. And a lot of those people, even though the incentives started to run out, they're still just, they're not working.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I definitely feel for the people that are working, especially people that are in, you know, service-based jobs like grocery stores or logistics companies and that type of stuff, because they are understaffed and overwhelmed. It is, I mean, it's incredibly apparent. I can't remember the last time I went to the grocery store and had seen the shelves either fully stocked or not seen, you know, a small group of people rapidly working to try to restock the shelves as people were coming back to wipe them out again. You know, it's just an unfortunate sight to see right now.
Well, you know, and I get a lot because I kind of live out in the country, so I get a lot delivered by UPS. 2 years ago, UPS would drive through my gate, come up, come to the circle, and deliver the package. Generally, you know, to the base of my ramp because I'm wheelchair bound. Now, they may deliver it, but it's delivered out on the highway. It's just dumped at the gate on the highway, and almost invariably, I'll get a message that'll say, your package is out for delivery. It never gets delivered, and it's usually at least one, if not 2 days later, before they finally find my residence. And I'm thinking to myself, where's the package? If it was on the truck to be delivered, where's it been bouncing around for the last 2 days? All right, back with more with J. Philip Clay right after this break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me. And you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. My guest is J. Philip Clay, and he is a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You can find them, by the way, at the nationalcenter.org, nationalcenter.org, and click on the link that goes to Project 21, and you will you'll get all their information and the things that they are talking about. We were talking in the break, and talking as we were coming into the break about the job situation and the people that are out of work and so forth. And then in our break there, we got into a conversation about diversity and some of the things that you're involved in the community. And I had asked you how you separate the idea of diversity. Diversity on the left seems to be a lot more about equity and versus the idea of equality. And Ward Connerly, who I mentioned to you, has been battling this for many, many years and was directly responsible for helping to overturn a lot of the affirmative action and the most recent California battle where they tried to put affirmative action back in place again. But talk to me about how you message the difference between equity and equality. And with diversity, I guess, is kind of the overarching conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, this has been said, it's gone around, I know, but I'm all for equal opportunity, but not equal outcome. I think competition drives innovation. It drives greatness, quite honestly. I think if you don't have competition in general, I don't think you're able to accomplish nearly as much. If we didn't have the Russians working against us in the 1960s, to try to see who could have gotten to the moon faster, would we have gotten to the moon first? It's one of those questions. But I also think that in that statement, I think the left does a very good job of unifying the party and saying, this is our person, this is who we're going with. This is the message, everybody stick to it. Whereas Republicans, we're so, and conservatives, we're so strongly convicted that it's hard to sometimes put those convictions aside to say, okay, this is for the betterment of the party. This is for, the unity of the party, or here's how we can sit down together. And I can take my convictions and you can take yours, when a lot of times we're saying very similar things, and put it in a way that everybody sees the unification of, conservatives.
Yeah, it seems, and to a degree, it's like everybody wants to be the head, and right. and we've lost the understanding, even from a biblical perspective, that, without the hands, right, the mouth doesn't eat. Okay, you need the eyes to be able to see, you need the ears to be able to hear, you need feet, you need all these different parts of your body are meshed together. Yes, each one does its own independent thing, but together they are what makes everything else possible. And it seems like we're talking about this, especially when it comes to, certain policy initiatives or what have you, fighting back and pushing against the CRT. You probably right. got within the conservative movement, 16, 18, 20 different entities. And the irony is to me is a lot of them don't even know that the others exist, because right. again, it's, I've kind of built up this fiefdom. Some of it is not about fiefdom. Some of it is just about I see something that needs to be done, and I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. That's great. That's wonderful. But then when we see that we can come together and have a even bigger splash and bigger impact, rather than continuing to try to build individual stuff, why don't you just, you know, come together so that we can have a greater impact?
Right. I agree with that 100%.
So it, and especially with this, you know, reaching out into minorities. And I hear this all the time, Philip, I hear all the time, well, you know, conservatives are just not building a bridge into the Black community. When you hear that, a couple of minutes left to talk about that, but when you hear that, what is your initial thought? And then B, if there's a problem, what is your solution?
Yeah. So, my initial thought is it's simply not true. The amount of time and effort that, especially here in Indiana, our chairman Kyle Hupfer has done a phenomenal job of, you know, recruiting, Whitley Yates, who's the director of diversity here in Indiana. But, they've done a phenomenal job of being able to go into minority communities and create bridges and create relationships. And when you stop looking at minority communities as, photo opportunities or, potential votes, and you start looking at them as people, you're going to start winning votes. It's as simple as that. I would say the solution to what's at hand, or to what people say is an issue, is already in place. The chairman of the RNC, Ronald McDaniel, has already started to implement community outreach centers in minority communities, and that's not just the Black community. That's in Asian Pacific Islander and Hispanic, and Jewish community centers. I mean, they've really gone above and beyond to make this the most diverse Republican Party that we've ever seen. When I was in D.C. A few weeks back, I had a chance to ask the chairman about that and you know, how do we continue that? And she said, that's always one of my greatest fears, is how do we continue this, and how do we keep pushing it forward, and have we done enough? The RNC has got a great team in place, and I know a lot of states are really itching to kind of jump on, and now that we've got proven solutions and we've got proven methods, I think they're ready to start going out to these communities and showing them, you know, what they have to offer.
How important is it to get into Black churches and get them more engaged in understanding how their church values align with conservative values?
No, it's extremely important. Extremely important. And oftentimes, you know, we talk about, minority communities, and we always say, you know, there's five basics. There's family, freedom of speech, the right to bear arms. There's the religious aspect. And then, there's also the, just basic conservative values. So, mm-hmm. Frugality, that type of stuff. But right. I would say that the Black churches are the epicenter of communities, right? I mean, how often are you hearing in minority communities, oh, well, you know, the pastor said on Sunday, or, you right. know, reverberates, or they've got, right. you know, community events. For the Republican Party to be successful, they have to continue to, not venture into these churches with the idea that they're getting votes, but actually invest in these communities and invest in the people and show the people that they actually care. It's easy to go into a church and take a quick photo op and turn around and leave. But to stay there and be invested and to work with those people, it's going to make generational impact. And I think that's what we need to have happen.
Outstanding. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio Hour 2 coming up right ahead.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.